Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello, good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yeah.
Sir, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Joseph?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Joseph. Joseph, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
42 years.
42 years? Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is that bricklayer, terrazzo, mechanical finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile, or
right
marble
now,
finishing?
Right now, I'm working as a finisher.
Is a finisher?
I'm a bricklayer also.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you, which is a foreman, journey level mechanic, an apprentice, finisher, or helper, a improver?
Journeyman.
Journeyman. And just to know, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Very little. There's always been work, and when I call in the past 12 months, if I really wanted to work, I could. You know? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And yes or no, are you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay.
No, God,
and,
no.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? Don't know? Okay.
I don't know.
No worries.
No, I would say it might have slowed down a little.
So it might be a fewer construction projects.
Yeah, I think it slowed down a little. It, like, just recently, going into the fall or coming out of the summer.
There'll be a fewer, which I understand. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same number.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough, which is union craft workers, to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
What about senior work? Senior what?
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I think there's just enough.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
All of them.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, and thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay. And I'm thinking more generally about the economy and jobs. In the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now? About the same or less unemployed than now?
Probably the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will be get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I would say it's gonna stay about the same.
Okay, now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I'll start with dust, air quality, followed by COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, health, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns, or any other pieces specified.
No real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns. Okay. And yes or no?
No, sir.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Have you attended to a? Okay. And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with union organizing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
It was last November. It was a year ago in November. It'll be a year this November. No. Yes.
Okay. And what about political canvassing?
Political what?
Canvassing?
Tent raising?
Or yes, what about picketing?
Wait, you're in a dead zone. I'm in my car. I can't hear you.
You cannot hear me?
Now I can. I was under some trees. Go ahead.
All right. What about picketing?
Picketing. That was a couple years ago. It was the last time I did a picket.
Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Will that be occasionally, regularly, or never?
Occasionally.
Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are almost likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. And I'll start with radio, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors. What will be the number 1?
What kind of news?
In general.
About the business, about the trade, about the union, about work, about what? You mean just news, world news?
Like the International Union of Bricklayers?
Oh.
Or in general,
by
news, like what would be the most likely one in news in general? Mail.
We get a news. We get the mail newsletter. Yeah.
So it's basically print or online newspapers, right? The number 1.
Yeah.
Okay, and number 2. Would that be radio, local TV, news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors?
No, it's we get a monthly a flyer in the mail. A bulletin, a magazine, and a paper. I always get stuff in the mail about news, what's going on with the union in the mail.
Right. So, please rank the news source, right, from the one you are, like, most likely to get your news. And I understand that will be, which is newspapers, right, print or online newspapers. That's the number one.
No. Not newspapers, exclusive newspaper, not newspaper, but it's like a newsletter from the union, number one.
Okay. Then we have radio, local TV, news programming,
nothing.
The internet, or...
No, nothing from there, no.
All right, so let me repeat myself what we're doing right now. Can you please rank, which is the sources? So we have print and online newspaper. That was, I don't know if that will be like the number one, which is option for you to get, which is your news from. Then we have radio, TV, local TV and news programming. Then we have the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors. So if you actually will have to rank all of these options, like,
five,
what will be the number?
Five.
What is five?
Five is I don't get any news from anything other than the union.
Right. Now, please rank the sources that I just mentioned from one to five, with one of being the source you are most likely?
Then five, none of them.
Okay, so I'll pass to the next question. It looks like you don't understand this particular exercise, so I'll just continue the next one, okay?
Yeah.
Just one sec. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, education, job and the economy, healthcare, immigration, or something else?
Oh, I don't know, man.
It's okay.
This is getting annoying. Can we finish this up another time?
No worries. Thank you very much. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.